was looking through my records the last 5 years, last five Christmas Eve services I've had with you, and the different scripture passages that were used for the meditation or the devotional as we celebrate this night. And I think I've exhausted a good number of those Christmas, typical Christmas passages. But I read one this past week that struck me. It's not necessarily a Christmas passage, but I think when you consider what it has to say, it certainly applies to Christmas in general and Christmas Eve in particular. I think more than any other time of the year, Christmas is a time where we acknowledge the presence of God. We celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus, who was and continues to be the eternal Son of God. That's what the angels sang when the shepherds had Jesus appear to them, or the news about Jesus. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. I thought about those words this past week, and in my own devotional life, I ran across Psalm 46, that I want to make mention of tonight for a few moments before we light our candles. Let me read this magnificent psalm to you that speaks so strongly about the presence of God, the very thing that we focus our attention upon at Christmas time. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts His voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I want to point out a couple of things from this beautiful psalm tonight. First of all, from beginning to end, this psalm communicates the peaceful presence of God amongst His people, in spite of and right in the middle of the overwhelming effects of sin on everything and everyone. Look at verse 1 again. Kind of the psalm says it over and over again. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And then verse 7. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And once again at the end of verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God always told His people that He would be with them and never leave. And yet His people rebelled in the Old Testament in spite of His gracious promise and His track record of deliverance from enemies. Over and over again, God delivered His people from Egyptian bondage, from the bondage throughout the kings of Assyria and their foreign neighbors. God always made good on His word. And this psalm, more than any other, I believe, captures the truth that God is present amongst His people. And that's the message of Christmas. God is present amongst His people. The incarnation. The God Almighty, the God and Lord of heaven and earth, became man in the baby Jesus. This psalm tells us what Christmas is all about, that God is our refuge and He is always with His people. He always has been and He always will be through the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice, secondly, how this peace extends to the chaos sin has brought to the elements of creation. Did you see verses 2 and 3? Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. The psalmist says, in light of the fact that God will always be with us, we don't have to worry about the effects of sin upon the universe. That's what these verses point out. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that the very created universe groans as a result of the effects of sin. I think about global warming and about climate change. And I never noticed it until I read these verses, but that's about as vivid as a picture as you can get of global warming and the mountains falling into the water and the oceans rising. And yet, even in the midst of that, God says, I'm with my people. It doesn't matter what happens in the universe. We ought to be responsible. We ought not to worship the created order. And yet, God says, I will be with my people. That even in the midst of that, a natural catastrophe, that you don't have to worry, that I'll be with you. And then look at verses 4 and 5. It presents a beautiful picture of the gospel. In the midst of all these mountains and the fall of the created order, he says in verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. That is a picture of the gospel. What is this river, this mysterious river that the psalmist is talking about? It's the river that's mentioned in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. The river of the water of life. It's the gospel. The fact that right in the centerpiece of Jerusalem, God's city, there is a river. And this beautiful flowing river brings peace. Why? Because it's the river of life. It is a picture, a word picture of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that whether there is chaos, even in the created order, and the oceans are filling up and the mountains are falling in, the psalmist says there is a quiet river that reminds us, right at the city of God in the middle, that we have life. We don't have to worry because God is with us. But not only in the midst of the created order and the chaos that sin has brought, but also in the midst of the human heart. If you skip down to verses 6, 8, and 9, you'll notice he says, nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. What a beautiful picture. The psalmist says, not only is God present with us in the midst of the chaos that sin has brought on the created order, but God is also present and overseeing human hearts. You see, sin can't have the ultimate effect upon us. Not through the created order and not through what other people do to us, because God is fully in control. The God who is perfect, who is in perfectly in control of the elements, is also in control of human hearts and the decisions of man. And so he says, the armies may gather and there may be anger and there may be hatred, but this is no match for the sovereign decree of Almighty God. We live in a world of war. Even now we're at war. In spite of all of our technology and all of our advances, it doesn't keep us from killing each other. It doesn't keep us from the threat of terrorism. It doesn't keep us from the misery brought about by war. But the worst war is in the human heart. The Bible makes it clear that because of we're sinners, we have this civil war going on inside of us. We're made in the image of God, and yet we're fallen in sin. And so there's a war taking place inside of us. And what the psalmist is saying is, externally with the elements, God is with us. He'll bring peace. But also internally, man against man, man against his neighbor, the wars that happen around the globe and the war that goes on inside of us can be quieted by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Note how this peace extends further and further. Look at verse 10. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." You see how he wraps it up? Amongst the nations and human beings, I will be exalted. And even in the earth, the very elements themselves that are affected by sin, I will be exalted. No wonder the psalmist can say on behalf of God, "Be still and know that I am God." That's the beauty of Christmas Eve. It's a good time to reflect. It's a good time to be quiet. It's a good time to stop and recognize how small we are and how big our God is. That He would love us so much that He would send His Son, Jesus, to be our Savior. That is the message of Christmas. Be still and know that I'm God. Don't run. Don't look at all the presents, the tinsel, and all the things that are bought and sold in the name of Jesus in this time of the year. Be still and recognize how big and how great and how vast your God is. That He would humble Himself and come to earth in the form of a man in order to save us from our sin by His death on the cross and by His resurrection. Stop and be still for a while. Recognize the God of all of eternity has come close to His people. The God who's always been with us, ever present to help us in time of need and trouble, has come even closer in the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder we can sing a great hymn like Silent Night, because it is quiet and peaceful for anyone who knows the Lord Jesus and who seeks to walk with Him in obedience. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this magnificent psalm. And I pray, Lord, as we close out 2009 on this Christmas Eve, that, Lord, all of us would take the psalmist's advice, that we would be still. In the midst of a world that is filled with chaos, right down to the very elements of nature, a world that is full of hatred and war, strife, and even in our own hearts, Lord, as we have sin and we have an ongoing battle, help us this night to be still as we look forward to and anticipate the celebration of the birth of Your only begotten Son, Jesus, who came to save us from our sin. Lord Jesus, we bless You and praise You. We welcome You at the end of this year. Come into our lives, come into our hearts. Always be present with us. Strengthen and encourage us as we seek to worship and walk with You daily. And we make our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.